Blog Talk Radio.
Let's play some great gospel music. Amen.
Alrighty. I'll play a song called Happy by Tasha Cobbs-Lunger. Tasha Cobbs-Lunger, and Pastor Wanda has joined us, so let me bring Pastor Wanda on so she continued her message that she left off from yesterday. Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing tonight?
Praise the Lord. I'm blessed and highly favored, my brother. How was your day? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I hear you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, brother. Just amazed at what God is doing, and this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So tell us, what's your message about tonight?
The topic is be positive. Be positive. Okay? All right. Welcome, women of God, daughters of a king, and even men, if they are listening. We thank God for you tuning in to Women of God, Daughters of a King. Amen?
Amen.
All right. All right. Hallelujah. But how was your day, though, Pastor?
It was great. It was a wonderful day today.
Amen. Hold on. Hold on, Pastor. I almost worked this and slid somewhere. I was in here busy. You know, today is one of the hardest days that I have, but I still have to stay positive through. We've been out feeding the homeless, and God did an overflow and had to see about the veteran, the orphan, the prisoners, hospital, a little bit of everything today, and I'm still kind of busy, but I have time to speak the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right. You didn't already pray, Pastor?
Yes, I have.
Hallelujah, but I just got to say hallelujah. You know, each and every day, we ought to be giving thanks to God for all circumstances. And we're going to start with the first scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. He said, give thanks in all things, that your requests be made known unto God. Giving thanks. You know, we have a lot of things, a lot of people look at circumstances, and then so I'm getting the pity party and negative, and so I start speaking negative, and God, that is not what God wants us to do. But each and every day, I'm gonna slow down. Each and every day, we must renew our minds through the Word of God. Amen? And that's in Romans 12:1-2. And then I get into the text. Amen? He says, in the Word of God, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. But do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how we do that is each and every day getting the Word of God. We're children of God, and we must study the Word. In 2 Timothy 2:15, and God says in there, study thyself to show thyself approver, a workman that needs not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, that is only how you grow. You got to grow into the things of God because, see, we have learned a lot of things in the world. So now we got to get all this out of us, in our mind, our speech, our thought, our heart, and our character. But only how you must study the word, you got to pray. You got to seek God's face. In Matthew 6:33, he tells us what we must do. We must seek first, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and everything else be added. But that's a daily process. Sometimes we can get distracted. Y'all, I didn't get distracted. I can't lie to no one. God knows this. And I had to do an evaluation in myself. And that was last year because a lot of things was coming my way. I got a lot of things going on today. But I know I am not in control. This is the word God gave me. I'm not in control. So I throw my hands up. I'm not in control. Amen? So when we relinquish these problems, situation, trials, persecution, sickness, anything that comes, your children, in your marriage, we got to cast that burden over to God. And that's 1 Peter 5:7. He said, cast all your burdens upon me because I care. We are not the burden bearer, but a lot of people are carrying things that God have not allowed to be in our life. That's why Jesus Christ came. Amen? So let's get in the text. I gave you scripture that I had to study myself. I have to thank God a lot. I thank him more than I need help me. We can call upon God, but Lord, I thank you for bringing me out of this. So that's why we have to speak those things though they were. And just like Isaiah 54:17, he said, my word will never turn void, but comes to what you send it out. So when you send out positive, you receive positive. But if you send out, I'm broke, I'm disgusted, I'm this, I'm that, that ain't what God says. So you got to come back the word of God over your feelings and emotions. Even when certain things are being spoken to you, you got to get in that word and find out what God said. That's the most important thing, what God has said about you. It don't matter your mama, brother, cousin, what somebody have spoke over you, you can denounce it and speak the word of God over your life, over circumstances. When you speak it, you speak with authority, the power and authority God have given us, okay? And until you get every day, until you don't have, sometimes it goes quicker, sometimes it goes a little slower, but you be up on God's time. A lot of people are rushing, getting in front of God. That is not what God wants. And then when it don't happen, because he tells us not to be anxious for nothing, but prayer. Prayer changes things. And I'm a strong believer, and I'm a living witness, because I know what God have did when everything else have been spoken over me. I'm going to show you about negative speaking. When I was a child, and I plead the blood of Jesus over what I'm going to say, because whenever you start sometimes giving a testimony, you always plead the blood of Jesus over that testimony, because you know when you opening up and telling what the goodness of God has done for you, do you know you have big tests coming, big trials, situations. So I plead the blood of Jesus over my life, over every hearer right now in Revelation 12:11. Amen. So
amen.
When I was growing up, I was called black, ugly, this, that. I wouldn't be nothing. I wouldn't be able to read, write, or walk, or talk. But if I listened to what man have said, I wouldn't be here today. I had to find out what God said. Only what God said. Okay, I'm going to have to pause for 1 second, and I'm going to come right back on. I want you to go to Matthew 8:13.
All right. Matthew 8:13. If you get your Bible out, turn to Matthew 8:13.
All right. Sorry about that. Amen. Let's look at positive thinking. I'm still working for the kingdom. I still going to speak the word of God. I don't get distracted. I try not to miss a call because you never know. I done had calls and I missed it, and then I end up having to run to the hospital to see about some things that I could have been right at home. I'm not saying I'm God. Sometimes God will have you pray for something right at your home. And then I missed something, but I didn't miss because God, he know what was going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
So what I'm back to saying, many people will speak ill, failure, judgmental. It's a lot. They can speak things to bring down your character. But your character is in Christ. When you are a newcomer in Christ, your life has been changed from the old to new. That's what I want you to understand. I don't care who said you will not be anything, but when you look in the word of God, I'm going to stay on Matthew 8:13. In Jeremiah 29:11, God said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Amen? So let's look at Matthew. If you don't know, God knows. You heard that? I don't care what nobody said. Don't care what you're going through. God knows. And that's the only thing that matters. Now, we can get constructive criticism or deadly criticism. We don't want deadly, because we are not going to allow people to speak anything over us if it's not the word of God, if they're not eating from the right fruit. I refuse to listen to anybody say what I can't do, who I am, why I'm here. Nobody knows. I know what God said. I am a child of God, and I'm called for greatness. And I speak certain things over my life. I'm blessed. I don't let nobody tell me, oh, you curse. No, you can't curse something that's already blessed. I am a child of God. I'm in the kingdom of God. I have a new DNA, and that is from Jesus Christ, not the old DNA of my family, okay? When you have came into the body of Christ and have acknowledged Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Romans 10, 9, and 10, you have came in his family, amen? Even if you're adopted. A lot of people say, oh, like I had to explain to somebody, I was adopted, and nobody wanted me. But God said, I want you, amen? When I got in the Word of God, he showed me when your mother and father forsake you, I will take you, and I'm not adopted anymore. I'm in his family, amen? So amen. Whatever circumstances you are in, and I speak highly, I speak to a lot of people, and it ain't no po-po, it's a blessing. Because I was raised with widows, the elders, that had kingdom business. And I seen a lot of things, didn't understand it, but today I can sit back and say, wow, God had already placed the right people in my life to give me instruction. You understand? We still make errors when we grow up. Amen? We still gonna fall along the sideway. But then your teaching, what you have been taught, God will bring you right back where you're supposed to be. Amen? He said, teach a child the way to go, and even if they fall, they're going to come right back. Because God, when he started, hallelujah, God, I got so excited. When he started a good work in you, he's going to bring it to completion. If elders raise you, if this, even if your family members disown you, you're not disowned in the kingdom of God. Amen? All right, positive. We're going to speak on positive. And the next scripture I'd like to give you, stay on Matthew, because I'm just letting him lead me. Now, we got to eat the right fruit. That means speaking the right words, saying the right things. Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of the tongue. It didn't say power of your mind, power of your hand, the power of your tongue. That's the deadly thing on our body. Do you know that? Because it can set things afire. It can curse. It can bless. It can do a lot of things. But in the Word of God, we got to learn death and life is in the power of the tongue and those who choose to eat the fruit. You have a choice to eat a good fruit. That's a blessing. Or you can get rotten fruit. If you got rotten, it ain't no blessing. That's a curse. So we got to start speaking life over our situation, over our kids, over our family, over our finances, over our brothers and sisters, over situation that's in your life. Amen?
Amen.
A positive mind produces he didn't give me a lot to speak, and I don't have no problem. And I'm not long-winded. This is what God gave. So if anybody got in the problem, we're going to say thank you, Jesus, and keep it moving. Amen? Positive mind produce positive life. Negative mind produces negative life. Positive thoughts are always full of faith and hope. Negative thoughts are always full of fear and doubt. Some people are afraid to hope because they have been hurt so many times in life. They have so many disappointments. They don't think they can face pain of another one. Therefore, they refuse to hope. Hope is in Jesus. Hope is in Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13 says, faith, hope, and love. You got to have hope. Hope. My hope is in him. My hope is in Jesus. Amen? Disavoid the hope is this type of protecting against being hurt. Disappointment hurts. So rather than being hurt again, many people simply refuse to hope or to believe that anything good will happen in their life. This type of behavior sets up a negative lifestyle. Everything become negative because the thoughts are negative. Now, let's go to Proverbs 23:7. In Proverbs 23:7, so a man thinks in his heart, so is he. See, the heart thinks. See, a lot of people don't know that. The heart, so a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen?
Amen.
All right. I'm reading out of one of Joyce Meyer. I'm doing a study out of one of hers, but this is who I'm coming out of. Many years I was extremely negative. I always said that if I thought two positive thoughts in a row, my mind would change and wouldn't be crap. My whole philosophy was if I don't expect anything good to happen, then you won't have a disappointment when it doesn't. I have encountered so many disappointments in life, so many disastrous things had happened to me, that I was afraid to believe that anything might good happen. The thought pattern must be changed, the thinking pattern, okay? You know, I had to tell many of my brothers and sisters, you stay on positive, you'll always be positive. We might have, you have to combat everything with the Word of God, because the circumstances, I had something just happen, and I said, well, I'm going to just thank you, Lord. I had to go into a Thanksgiving because something happened to one of my children about in January. I said, not again. Not again, Satan. And I'm just being honest with anybody. This can't happen again, but it did happen. But I still had to go to God. I had to go to God. I had to go in prayer. I had to go into a Thanksgiving. Now, I could have got the cursing, acting, but that's not acting Christ-like. That's not the character that God wants us to have. And our mouth is supposed to be edifying, speaking good, praising, thanking, worshiping God. But the flesh must die. Flesh got to die, because the flesh is going to make you go off the handle. I told my other brother, he said, I don't care. I don't care. He was, and then he thought about it. When God had to show him his character, this is my brother in Christ, that in Atlanta, Georgia, so I want nobody to think I'm throwing no words against anybody. I'm going to have to say this right now. He said, I didn't curse all these people out. This is we right in front of the courthouse, in front of the church. He didn't cuss everybody out. All behind his fault. Somebody picked up something, and nobody picked anything up. When he looked in his pocket, there he has it. I said, see, you got to ask the Holy Spirit to show you where it's at. Today I had a situation. I lost one of my cars, and somebody blessed me to be able to help somebody. Do you know I couldn't find it? I said, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to let the flesh go. I'm not going to let my mouth say it. Nope, nope, nope. I had to keep on. So I had to keep saying, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. But it's a daily practice. This is one of the good habits to have, to say, Lord, I can't do this. I won't do this. And I have to do that constantly, because you know when you're around a lot of people and some people are watching you. And a person told me, they said, we've been watching you and we listen to you. I said, yeah. And then, Lord, they've been sitting with me 24/7 in the midst. Now, I said, they were saying, I was hoping I could catch you. I said, what you want to catch me for? I wanted to see if you were going to show out. I said, well, I'm showing out. I said, do you know that's my old nature? My old nature was ugly, rude, arrogant, self-centered. It is about God, that the old man, and see, God don't want us to dig up that old man. The old man, that is our old self. And when I looked at myself, I cried. I cried, and I had to repent. I repented because I got out my character. And I know what God have done for me. I know where he have brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into a glorious light. And I end up slipping. That's why I can't sit around a lot of people that cursing like a sailor. I can't be around certain people talking certain things. And because, you know, good company, bad communication corrupts. So if you be around something too much, you'll start doing the same thing. If God delivered me from that, I know I can't be around it. And there's another thing I'm going to say, is something else. I'm not going to be around nobody doing drugs, because then next thing you know, you'll be picking up something that God didn't deliver you from. If you have been delivered from adultery, you can't hang around people that's doing adultery. You can't watch pornography if God have delivered you from that. It's a lot of things, and I'm not judging anyone. Let me get this clear. I am not judging no one, because there are only one judge, and that's Psalm 15:1. Amen? He is the only righteous judge. I'm giving you situation of what I have been through. I'm not talking about anybody else, no brother on the radio. I'm not talking about somebody that calls in. I am talking about the things I have experienced for myself. for myself. See, most time when you're talking, a lot of people say, oh, you offended me. So then I got to turn around and say, please forgive me if I offend you, okay? But when I'm speaking whenever I teach, I talk about self. Because, see, I'm telling you what God have did for me and how I try to help others because what he have done for me. He saved my soul, okay? He stopped me in my tracks with negativity. And when God do that, he had to change your speech, your thought patterns. And so you have to keep worshiping on. Amen? When I keep worship on, I drown out everything because it's me and God. And that's one positive. It says Psalms. Hold on, the Holy Spirit. Come on, help now. Presence. See, I want to be in the presence of the Lord. He said, in the presence of the Lord, fullness of joy. I can't be around people, you know I'm tired, I can't do this and this and that. Do you know you'll end up picking that up and saying the same thing somebody just came and spoke so quickly and walk away and they'll be feeling the same way you were just feeling? You was feeling fine, and that person come. Have you ever been around negativity and it just somebody come and drop and go, and then next thing you know, when that person left, you feel like them? I had to shut people. I shut people down. I don't do it. I can't do it. When the Lord had me in a ministry with 107 people, 7 days a week, 365 days, 14 to 20 years, and I had heard every kind of story in the book, I don't can't like this. I don't want this kind of food. So I had to say, no, we can't do this. Listen, I'm going to show you what God has provided for you. He's the shepherd. He allows you to have food, air. Everything had to come back with the word of God. And then they'll come right back, leave me for a minute, and come right back. And I say, okay, we're going to go back and see what God said. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice. He didn't say there's no bad day, depressed day, oppressed day, judgment day. He said this is the day he made. It's how you wake up in the morning. This is what I said every day. A lady said, I don't know why this lady keep waking up. And that's Psalm 18:24. This is. It is not your day. You didn't make this day. You didn't make the sun come up. You didn't give us air. We don't have a clock. The Lord woke us up. So they didn't understand it. So I had to explain why this day is so important. Because who made this day? God did. That's the importance, knowing he made that day. Amen?
Amen.
You have to realize, and you stay positive. See, because if you be around too many people complaining, no, that complaining spirit, you know, you start grumbling, complaining. And God don't want us to grumble and complain. That's why he told us to give thanks. Amen? Let's look at Matthew 8:13. Tells us that if it will be done for us as we have believed. Now, let's look at King James Version. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Everything I believe was negative, so naturally many negative things happen to me. This doesn't mean that you and I can get anything we want from God. God has a perfect plan for each and every one of us. And that's Jeremiah 29:11. God have a plan for everyone on this earth. They have a choice. Okay? Beginning to think positive about your life. Practice being positive in each situation as they arise. Even if whatever it takes place in your life at a moment is not so good, expect God to bring good out of it as he promised in his word. Now, let's look at one of the promises of God in his word. Now, this is one of my favorites. It says, all things work for the good. We are sure that knowing that God bring a partner in labor in all things. It said all things work together for those who love God and called according to his purpose. All things. He didn't say something, some days. He said all. Now, he said it. We believe it. Amen?
Amen.
This scripture does not say that all things are good. He said all things work for the good. But it does say that all things work for your good. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. All right, let's look at the next one, New Day.
All right.
Therefore, if any person is engraved in Christ, the Messiah, if you're a new creation in Christ, old things pass away, all things become new. We are a new creation in Christ. Now, I'm going to repeat what they got in a different translation. Therefore, if any person is engraved in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation altogether. The old, previous mortal and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. But it's saying you're a new creation in Christ. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. It didn't say some come, all. God want to do a new thing in your life. Each and every day is a new mercy. That's Lamentation 3:22. If you woke up that day, you made a mistake yesterday, leave that mistake back then, because that's behind you. Today is new. He didn't say old mercy, and that's Lamentation 3:22. Amen?
Amen.
I tell you nothing but the truth. I say it is profitable, good expectation, extravagance for you that I go away. Let's go to John 16:7-8. Let's see what God says. Jesus said when he's talking to the disciples. I'm going to read it out of the King James, because the New King James. Hold on. All right. Let me find it in my Bible. New King James, John 16:7-8. Okay. Now listen what it says. This Jesus is speaking. Amen. Okay, hold on. Okay, John. Okay. Now listen, this is Jesus. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. If I do not go away, the helper will not come. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Jesus is saying, it's plain and simple, okay? He's saying, it's to our advantage. He had to go away. That means he got to die. Amen? If he don't go away, we don't receive the Holy Spirit. Okay? He said, but if I depart, I will send him to you. That means we have received him. That is the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Aid, the greater one who lives in the well inside us. Amen? So we got everything we need, and we're equipped. Okay, because he have anointed you. We look in the Word of God. Let me show you something. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, because who's in us? We don't do our work. See, a lot of people say, I do this and we don't do that. No, no, no. It is the Holy Spirit, the greater one who's in us, is doing the work. Now, I'm going to show you something in the Word of God. I don't say I do this and I do that. See, because God has shown me. In Zechariah 4:6, he told me, it's not by the might of man or the power of man, but it's by my spirit. So that's the same spirit that he's talking about in Zechariah. And the Holy Spirit hadn't came. Amen? The Holy Spirit didn't come to the New Testament. That's when Jesus on the scene. That's in John 14. He's telling. And then he said it's in John 16. Amen? He had to die to leave us his spirit to be accomplished, to do the things he called us to do. It is not you doing anything. Now, you can do it on your own, try to do it on your own, but it will not work. Okay? So you have to acknowledge, I know I have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will do work in me, things you don't know. Now, let me show you something. The Holy Spirit will quicken you when you are in trial, situation, in anything. Do it in the kingdom. That's the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit. That is what he left as spirit, so we can accomplish the things that you can't do in the natural. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not going too fast as a pastor.
No, you're going to
the Holy Spirit.
Well.
The Holy Spirit. Sir?
You're going straight fast.
So the Holy Spirit, listen to me, it'll restrain you. You know, I almost got in an altercation about 5-6 years ago. And the Holy Spirit arrested me. If you don't understand that, that means I got ready to act on a situation, and I thank God I had the Holy Spirit. I wanted to almost get into the fight. But when I tried to lift my arms couldn't, I couldn't even lift my arms. They were so heavy. I'm like, what in the world is going on? So the Holy Spirit restrained me. And I had never experienced this a day in my life. I said, I can't move my arms. They said, you can't move your arms. I said, I can't move my arms. I couldn't move them. They felt like concrete. And they were laughing. They said, Miss Wanda, you sweating everywhere. And what was the situation, and I can't justify it, they was picking on the elders. I have a problem with that. And God knows that. But the Holy Spirit had to restrain me. And I said, Lord, thank you, because I'd have got out my character. I'd have got out my character. The Holy Spirit does things that you could even imagine. Say, even imagine. It's so much dealing with the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to get all into that, because it's Spirit of grace, the Spirit of mercy, the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, it is the whole thing in the kingdom that God have left his Son's Spirit. When he came down here, died for us, we have that same Spirit. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he'll restrain your mouth. One time I couldn't talk. It was him restraining me with my mouth. And I used to curse like a sailor, because I had been around a lot of people that was cursing, and that was not how I growed up. When I got and came into the ministry, the Lord had to restrain me. And all the old characters, thoughts, people I had been around, different kind of spirits. But then the Holy Spirit had to come in my life when I received him as my Lord and Savior. And we're going to take a break, and we'll come back on about the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen. All righty. Well, let me play some great music for you while Wanda's on break. Okay. Play a song called Trenches by John Wells, Don Lawrence and Company.
Isn't it out of nowhere, I can bring all to a pause. So comforting to know that God's love sticks out and defends us and covers us all in the trenches.
I was in certain danger, caught in the crossfire of hope and regret. Thought I could be my own.
So close to surrender, to bargain up. Thank you.
Amen. That was any day now. Believe by Vincent. All right. Now we're back with Pastor Wanda. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Now we're going to get back in. What the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit give us clarity, how to walk, how to this situation, but it is a daily principle. Some people get it quicker than others, and everybody's not the same. Amen? So, however, I tell you nothing but the truth when I say it is a profit of good expectation, advantageable for you that I go away. The hardest part of being set free from negativity is facing the truth. She says, I'm a negative person, and I want to change. I can't change myself, but I believe God will change me as I trust him. I know it will take time and not going to get discouraged with myself. And Philippians 1:6 says, God has begun a good work, and he will bring it to completion. As the Holy Spirit to convict, the Holy Spirit to convict you each time you start to get negative. This is a part of his job. In John 6:7-8 teaches us that the Holy Spirit will convict us of sin and convict us of unrighteousness. When it convicts, come, ask God to help you. Don't think you can handle it yourself. Lean on him. Even though I was extremely negative, God let me know that if I would trust him, he would cause me to live a very positive life. I was having a hard time trying to keep my mind on the positive pattern. I can now stay in negativity. It's like a person who smokes. Many times a smoker who quits smoking has no tolerance for cigarettes. I am that way. I smoked for many years, but I quit. I couldn't even stand the smell of smoke. I am the same way about being negative. I was so very negative person. Now I can't stand negativity at all. It is almost offensive to me. I guess I've seen so many good changes in my life since I've been delivered from the negativity mind. I am opposed to anything that's negative. Amen? So when you have been like that, the Holy Spirit quickened you. Amen? So I have scriptures to back everything I have spoke about, what God have given me. Okay? He have given to the great I am gave it. That's God Almighty gave it to me. So, okay, hold on. I'm still busy, y'all. But I got to keep saying thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. All right. Let's look into the Word of God. I hope everybody enjoying about positive mindsetting, positive speech, positive thoughts. Because more positive, there's more energy. And, you know, negative, it drains you. You know that? It drains you to the part that you don't want to be around anybody. Negative is just like you put on a battery. You have to have a positive and a negative. If the positive on negative, it won't work. It has to be on the right thing. Positive must be on positive and negative on negative. So let's look at some scriptures. You know, I was telling a person, you say in prayer, a lot of things, it'll change in your life. So, in the Word of God, it's a daily process. So, don't think that you're going to jump quickly. Some people are different. And never be in competition with anybody. If that God, they didn't got their stuff together, you can do the same thing. God does not show favoritism on anything. If you ask, he can change you. If you ask. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. It's not about being on competition. I want to be like Sister So-and-so. No, be who God created you to be. That's another thing. A lot of people have spoke, I love this child and I don't like this child. So if you have went through any of these things, I promise you, in the Word of God, God can change all that and you can feel knowing who you are. That's what you got to understand. You got to know who you are. Don't ever worry about what somebody else has got. Still thank God and you can have the same thing. Amen? Because I know a lot of people get mad about other people. They got the job. No. God allowed them to get the job. Some people step on other people to get it. But you got to stay in a positive attitude. I'm next in line. I'm next in line. You know, like when you're standing at the carnival or anything, you are next in line to get on the ride. Amen? So that's how you have to look at things. That's how you have to look at things. Are you going to the zoo to see the animals? Well, they didn't got that. Been standing out here for a long time. No, thank you. I have to have patience. Got to have patience. I'm next in line. I'm the next one that's going to get the ticket. The ticket is when God is going to bless you. Next time, you need to put in motion. If you didn't receive it, a denial is not a delay. Amen? It's how you handle things. And God sometimes, and I want you to always thank you. Don't get out of your character. Even if you feel like it, I would advise you to go turn, count to 10. I count to 12. Count to 12, and you'll be all right. And then come back and look at that situation and say, God, show me what's in your eyesight through this situation. Amen?
Amen.
So don't never stop. So if you jump to conclusion before time, then you're going to end up, come in. Excuse me. I'm on live. Come in. So when you look at things in life, so I think 25 the Lord have given me to speak on being positive mindsetting. If you, like I was telling another person, if you didn't get the job, don't get mad at the person. Don't get mad at your coworker. They was some are qualified, but I've been here all my life. Some have went to school for certain things. And nowadays, if God wants you to be there, you can get there. I don't care your degree. I don't care who you know. But when you know God, listen to me. I'm going to tell you something I told my. If you know God, it ain't no. You and God is unstoppable. Because God and you are, that's the thing, God and you. You are unstoppable in the kingdom of God. When you have God, but don't walk away from God just because you didn't get that job. If you didn't get that position in the church. If you didn't get to go certain outing. Stay focused. On the thing, I heard something. I'm in the car today riding. And how about, you know what the Siri said, whatever that lady's name that speaks, turn left, turn right. How about the thing, the lady started speaking. Stay focused. Now take a deep breath. When we got to the destination to my house, told me take a deep breath. We didn't went through this journey. It's going to be all right. I said, what kind of thing this is? I had to laugh. Amen. So sometimes I take a deep breath, do an evaluation over a situation. Don't lose control. Don't lose control. Hold your peace. God will fight your battle as well, even if you're in the trial. That's Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight your battle. Hold your peace, and they will see the salvation of the Lord. The same thing he told Moses. Don't fight this battle. That's all God is saying. Stop doing battles that is not yours as well. Stop speaking on it before God. God is already working on it because he knows everything. And if you don't think he don't knows everything, you can look at 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. He never sleeps and never slumbers. He watches over those his people that is faithful. Amen? God
Amen.
Sees, knows everything about everything that's going on because he created everything. He created. And if you don't understand that, you can go to Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord and all the fullness. Everything is mine. He tells you openly, this is mine. And you belong to God. We don't, children of God, we don't fight no battles no more. But you got to change your mindset. Amen?
Amen.
Let's look at this scripture. I'm going to do 7 tonight. And Pastor, are we coming back on tomorrow for the second half? Because this
yes.
is a series. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
I will do 12 scriptures tonight. I hope you have your paper and pen. And I'll be speaking again tomorrow night. Well, how long what God says, and I know I have some more speaking engagement. I have to go out of town this week, but I still be able to do this, to speak for the kingdom of God because I do it every day. All right. Let's get into the word. All right. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I am having a blast. Let's do this. Okay. Let's look at it. Amen. And you can trust God through the situation. Amen?
Amen.
Oh. A positive attitude. And tomorrow we're going to look at a negative attitude. Tonight is positive. And it's a lot to go in. I will come on back tomorrow and finish it out the positive. And we're going to look at how negative affects your life. Amen? Now,
amen.
We're going to be in the Eastern Standard Bible. Amen? We're going to be in Philippians, going to 2:30. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being the same-minded, having the same love, being in full accordance of one-minded. Do not do nothing from self-ambition or conceit, but in humility, counting others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not to his own interest, but also to the interest of others, having the mind among yourself, having this mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ. Amen? Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brother, whatever is true. It didn't say whatever is bad. It didn't say false. It said whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praising, think about these things. Amen? That's good things, good thoughts, kingdom business. Okay? He said lovely, pure, honorable, and excellent. Awesome. That is awesome. It gives you everything you need in the Word of God. In Matthew 6:33, we spoke on this earlier. But seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. It says certain things will be taken from you. If you're seeking the things of the kingdom of God, if you got God, you got everything you need. I don't care if everything you lose, if you got God. Like I just went through that, losing mansions, cars, finances. I lost everything, but I still had God, and God have redeemed. I don't have the same things. He gave me better things. I don't have to have this extravagant. I have to be content with where I'm at today. Okay? I could keep saying, this is what I had. That's gone. I'm getting new things. New things. I'm still blessed. Amen?
Amen.
So, just because you lose something, you go back to God. He said in Matthew 7, John 14, 14, whatever you ask in my name, see, you can have the things which, it's not all the time being about extravagant, trying to get this and trying to impress anybody. You're not impressing, that's what the world does, okay? And they're not impressing anybody because a lot of that stuff, they're not seeking the Almighty God. And I'm going to show you something else in the Word of God. All these things that they're gathering up, a lot of things they have made their gods, and then it took their eyes and focus and left God behind material, behind wealth. Amen?
Amen.
And that's something. And I've been looking at it. Is that some have got greed, selfish, and self-centered, will not see by the children of God. They won't even see by the homeless. They walk right past them like they're piece of trash. I see a whole bunch of things, but God did tell me to keep going. Keep doing what I called you to do because he knows each and every person. But you got to be mindable. See, I know they are lovely. Those people are homeless. I sit there and talk with them. And if you ever sit with them, they will break your heart. They didn't have the same thing we didn't have. And some, they said, this is why God placed me here, because I walked away and I have not repented. A whole bunch of stories they can tell you. They say, I took my eyes off God. I let this become my God, and I listen. And so I'm a very positive out there because when I look at them, they don't complain. They don't complain. When I go out and minister, so I'm at the hospital as well. I had a brother in Christ just had an accident. Somebody ran him over. And, you know, he seen my picture. He couldn't remember my name. And God gave him remembrance. I know her. He talked about God. God gave him remembrance of. And now he finally called my name. He said, I know this lady. And then he said he called. And it blew my mind. He said, I can't remember anything. Because I used to talk to him about certain things. Can't be mean. You be patient. But That is my brother. And I love my brother. And God is going to heal it. I know it without a shadow of a doubt. And God is sending me. But I speak encouragement to him. I don't tell him what you can't do this and can't do that. I tell him God can do it. All things are possible with God. And that's Luke 1:37. With man, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. Amen?
Amen.
And he's a wonderful person. My brother, he's a wonderful person. Helped the people. Helped me because I didn't have a way to get places. He would come and to get me there. Amen? And I give honor where honor is due. I give honor where honor is due. Let's look at Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from the love of money. Here it is. And I didn't know this was the next scripture. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with whatever you have. For he has said, I will never leave you forsaken. Amen?
Amen. We have lots of callers that are calling.
Take a call. We're not going foolish.
One, you're on
here. Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Hey, this is Big Banker.
Yeah, what's up, Big Banker?
Yes, have you seen my son, Joseph Gibson?
No, I have not.
I'm trying to look for him. I'm trying to get him on the other side. He took all of my Bitcoins, and he's hogging them all up. Tell him to spread the Bitcoins, because BitBanker said so.
Okay.
BitBanker said so.
I'm
on the phone for a couple of seconds because the man upstairs needs me. Y'all have a great day. Great night.
You're too good, Banger. God bless you. All righty. 857. Hello, 857.
Is this my brother, Jabo? Yeah, it's Jabo. How are you doing, Pastor Ken?
I'm doing great, Jabo. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just had to run this story by you real quick. It's halfway disturbing, but maybe it's not. I don't know really, like, what to make of it. It's not ungodly. I mean, it should be, but it's not ungodly. But is it okay if I run this by you, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So I heard this through a friend of mine who went to church recently. There was a handicapped person that was sitting in the pew closest, maybe halfway up, or they were sitting, like, I guess, alongside the pew, halfway up toward the priest. Maybe about 12 pews up away from the priest, where the priest stood in front of the altar to hand out communion. So, and normally at this point, I guess this is a Catholic church, so, you know, hey, who wants to receive the body of Christ? Cool. Everybody gets up, they walk over. Now, the church is usually full. I mean, like, completely full on a Sunday, per usual for all churches, I believe. And the priest was handing out the body of Christ. You know, they're doing the Eucharist, all that. So this person who's handicapped tried to stand up out of the pew, and they couldn't get back in their wheelchair. I guess their wheel broke, something like that. So a bunch of the parishioners had to help get this person out of the pew on their feet, or one foot for that matter, set them up and bring them into line while the whole entire line had to wait. And finally, by the time the handicapped person had gone up to get the Eucharist, to receive the body of Christ, and then they had to help them wobble back and sit down in order to save time for the mass to continue. They actually cut off about another maybe 60% of the church and told them that they could not go up to receive the body of Christ. And a lot of parishioners were upset. And then one of them, I guess, stood up and said that that person who was handicapped should actually go to hell for being handicapped and holding up the line as if it were like a, as if it were like a Starbucks or something like that. But yeah, and I guess it was just a big mess. I mean, how do you feel about that? Like, what would you do if that happened to you? Would you let the person, the handicapped person, up in front of the line, or?
I would try to take care of the handicapped person, okay, so he can receive the blessing of the Eucharist. Yeah, okay. I mean, all people are entitled to receive communion, okay, whether they have a disability or not.
Okay. Now this is through hearsay, just hearsay. Is Pastor Wanda there?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So I guess this has happened. Again, going by hearsay, I'm not making any of this up, but this actually has happened in quite a few churches, and I was wondering if what Pastor Wanda would think if that happened in her church.
Pastor Wanda, did you hear the question? Maybe she stepped away. That's
praise the Lord, I'm back. I had to go to the door and make sure and put stuff in the drawer. Yes. Now repeat what you're saying. That's all the calls,
what?
Pastor?
No, there's more.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah,
now tell
yeah.
what you said, sir.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Wanda.
How you doing? Praise the Lord. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So I have a little dilemma. I'm not going to tell the whole story again, but
okay, just tell me business part.
This happened in a Catholic church.
Yes, sir.
Where the parishioners were getting up to receive the Eucharist, the body of Christ, I believe that's what it's called.
Yes.
But due to a bunch of parishioners having to help out a handicapped parishioner to get up and receive the body of Christ, it ended up holding up. I didn't hold anybody up. What happened? The parishioners were upset that it took too long for the line to go through to get the body of Christ.
Okay.
And they started calling them horrible names and saying that they don't even belong in church. So I was wondering what your opinion was on the handicapped receiving the body of Christ in church.
Listen to me. In the Word of God, in Romans 10:9-10, see, the Catholic, they have different traditions, okay, with the body of Christ, okay? We all are welcome. Everybody's welcome. We don't need somebody in the box. We don't need nobody praying for us. We don't need the kneeling thing come down because we can't fall on our knees. We go to the altar. We confess Romans 10:9-10. We confess with our mouth, believe with our heart. We repent. We know Jesus died on the cross. He is the Son of God. He was raised on the third day, okay? All can receive because, you know, it says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, okay? But he came to give it for the Jews as also the Greek. So at first it was for the Jews, but then Jesus opened it up for the Jews and the Greek, for all. It's not that ain't what Jesus said. See, if you look in the Word of God and see how Jesus walked it, man is have changed his what he did. Jesus hung out with the sinner, but he did not have no sin. He came. Hello? He came. Hello? Are you all right?
Oh, sorry. I fell asleep.
Okay, well, listen. All right, brother. Get into the Word of God and see the walk of Jesus, and then you'll understand in Jesus' name. But you have a blessed night. I need you to go on and get some sleep. Amen?
Amen. Okay.
Oh, he didn't want to speak.
All
okay,
right.
You can hang it up, Pastor. He's snoring. You can hang the phone up, darling.
Okay. Oh, it's good. Another one here. 101, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? How y'all
right.
doing today?
Who's this?
All right. Oh, you don't know who I am, man? You know who this is.
It sounds like Reverend Sherwood.
That guy, yes, it is. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great, Reverend Sherwood.
All right.
Yeah, God bless y'all. I love the message that Pastor Wanda was giving. And it was good. And I just enjoy the show. I like to sit back and relax and hear the show. Hey, man, I'm going to go in the background. And if you want me to go come back, I'll just mute myself.
All right. Okay, thank
Amen.
You. God bless you, Mr. Sherwood.
God bless you. We thank Amen. God for you listening. You have a blessed and a prosperous day in Jesus' name.
Yes. All right. Let's take another caller here. 111, you're on your own.
Hang it up, Pastor. Hang it up. We're not doing foolishness.
Yep, I know. 111, you're on your own.
Hang it up, Pastor. Okay. We ain't giving no leeway today. We ain't giving the enemy no leeway.
111, you're on your own. Okay.
You know.
585. Okay.
Well, hello.
Hey, 585.
Hi, this is cult leader Jeff. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad. Hello, Pastor Wanda. How's your night going?
I'm having a blessed and a prosperous day, night, as always, giving God thanks and glory.
Amen. I agree to that. Pastor Wanda, I got a question for you, if you don't mind answering. I hope it's not too personal to ask.
Don't ask me, sweetie. Go and ask me. I have no problem. I can ask you about anything.
That's why you are the best. That's why, when you joined this show, this show became amazing. And I just want to thank you for everything that you've contributed to the show. It's been such a blessed time with me listening, and I want to thank you for that.
No, it's all God and Pastor Ken allowing me to come, you know. I got to give honor where all – I thank God for you as well. Thank you for listening. I'm glad you're enjoying the Word of God. Amen.
Amen. Well, I do have a question for you. Anal or vaginal sex?
Listen, young man. Wait a minute, Pastor. Don't say that. Do you know everything that you're coming on live air and God heard you and seen you? Let me tell you something. You and nobody can even get me upset because, see, I know what God sees.
I'm not trying to get you upset. I have a legitimate question.
No, listen, young man. I don't do foolishness. I'm on live air, and you talking about anal or vaginal. If you want to know that, get in the world. I don't talk like that on live air. We're talking about being positive. See, come on now. Listen what you're calling on live radio, asking me something that don't even make sense. I'm going to tell you something. I got eight kids, and they came all vaginal. You have a blessed night, darling. God bless you.
Will you sell me your panties? Can you sell me your panties?
No, we're not doing that. Listen, hang it up. We're not doing all that. I'm not showing you my panties. Listen, did I tell you I can't get upset today? That's foolish.
Yeah.
We don't have time. All right, Pastor, play the rest of our caller altar call because we're going to let everybody receive what they heard. And we don't want the enemy to snatch. I'm not going to get in my character. And I know it was going to happen. I've been waiting. But the Lord is my stay. He said, "Be, stay who I have called you." All that what they're saying, these are their desires, okay? Okay, that's what pulls a lot of God's people away because of their desire. But they have a blessed night. But Pastor, I thank God for you, mighty man of God. Thank you, women and daughters of a king, for listening and all listeners. And I hope that this message ministered to you. And stay focused, stay positive. And God love you, and I do too. And we will speak tomorrow. But Pastor, go and do the altar call in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
All right. Bless you. Okay. If you out there, folks, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you can do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this little prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight." And we say this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. Once again, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said this prayer, we'd like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key, and I'll bring you on the air. Amen. Well, we have about 5 calls, okay? Let's see who we have. 111, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. How you doing?
Very well, Osama. Have you met that black woman who preaches the Injil?
No, I have not met her personally, but I've known her for quite some time. I've known her for good.
I ask because if she does anal, does she have a big dumper?
Oh, okay. That's enough of that. Goodbye. All right. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Pastor Ken, this is Grover Washington.
Hey, Grover, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I heard Pastor Wanda. She got pretty upset there. I want to make sure she's okay. Is she all right? That's about
it. Yeah, she's all right.
Where is she?
I'm right here.
I want to apologize, my fellow black sister. You got offended there, and I'm sorry about that.
Offended? Listen, I don't get offended. See, I go on and cast my burdens to God, see. Why should I go to bed? God said, be angry, not at night now. I don't get angry because I don't get mad because, see, in the word of God, you know, dogs go mad. Humans get upset. I'm not upset. I still got stuff I'm going on. I'm still serving as well as I seek. I'm not offended, sir, and I forgive you in Jesus' name. Because, see, you have
Amen.
To get that stuff quick. Because if you hold stuff, that's how the enemy comes. That's why God tells us to be prepared. That's why I put my armor on. See, I got my armor on. I ain't took my armor off. See, nothing can penetrate because, see, I didn't curse you out. I didn't call you out your name or anything. That's my old nature. The new nature, I'm always
penetrated. Positive. You, apparently you got penetrated because you got 8 kids, but that's godly.
And one of them went home to glory. See, one went home to glory, and Pastor Ken been there since day one ministering to me when my child passed, okay? See, a lot of people don't understand. Other people go through stuff. It's how you go through it and who plays in your life.
I remember you mentioned that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a Bible question?
Yes,
I got
you can
a
ask
question.
Me.
In the book of Ezekiel, 23rd verse, the 23rd chapter, 19th verse, it says, "Yet she increased her prostitution, remembering the days of her youth when she was a prostitute in Egypt. She lusted after their genitals as large as a donkey's, and her seminal emission was as strong as that of stallions."
That's what he told him not to, see. And he allowed, and that he was telling. Ezekiel was a prophet. So he spoke
Amen.
What God told him. See, they were prostitutes after everything. After everything but self-trusting a mighty God. Okay?
Amen.
The only thing I do is look at it, what it says. They prostituted after everything. They made themselves a prostitute, going worshiping after everything but worshiping the mighty God. Amen? That's all it's saying.
Why do they talk about genitals as large as those of donkeys? Why do they do that?
Because most times they didn't get ruined. You understand?
They got
that
burned.
Means, listen, I'm going to give you a point. Sometimes you're going having your body just going. The groins of a man, have you ever seen them burst? Huh? I talked to
a
minister to the, somebody the other day.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, there you go. So if you ever worked in a hospital, you ever seen a man with a... his groin, so be it, or just messing around, and that's what happened. Only thing you got to do is get in the Word, okay? Ask the Holy Spirit to quicken you. If you don't understand anything, ask the Holy Spirit. They just, it comes like a donkey, okay? And it's no use.
Oh, my God. Okay. By the way, I checked my mail today, and I didn't get that package yet. You're supposed to send me your used underpants, and I don't got
it. Get off the phone. I'm not fooling with you tonight, sweetie. You need to go to God, because God's going to hold you accountable for everything you keep coming at me with.
Yeah.
So you need to stop
it. I got rid of
And I warned
you. One.
All right, Pastor, I'm getting off now. You have a blessed and a prosperous night. See you tomorrow. In Jesus' name, put some more words, put the no weapon on, and we had a blessed and an awesome time in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Martin.
God bless you. Love you. Love you, brother.
I love you, too.
Love all business.
Hallelujah. All right. We got another call here, 531. Let me bring you on the air.
Ooh.
You're on the air, 531. Hello?
Pastor, they're not answering. They're playing on the phone.
Hello?
Okay. Oh.
Hello? Hello? You there?
Yes, hello. Yeah, how you all doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really great. I've been listening to you guys' show for a really long time, and I had a friend I've been telling him about, and he said he wanted to talk to you, so I'm going to put him on if that's okay.
Okay.
Ed, you there?
Yeah. How you guys doing? Hey,
all
how
right.
you guys doing?
It's
the Rainbow Ministries. Oh man, I'm doing good, man. Just watching basketball, just you know, trying to keep up with everybody and keep on doing what I do.
I hear that.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, like I get real upset about things, you know, in the world, and it just upsets me. That's why I talk to my friend here. But you know, and he always tells me, "Oh, you need to go to church." And I've been thinking about it, but I just ain't went yet.
Okay. Do you believe in God?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I believe in God. I mean, I never actually met him or nothing because I don't think nobody actually going to meet him. But I think, you know, when you pass away, you pass on, you're probably going to go to another world.
Yeah,
what you think?
I mean, I believe when you pass on, you either go to another world of heaven or another world of hell. Okay.
Because like somebody told me, this one pastor, Pastor Reeves is my old pastor, okay? Now he tell me there's 10 like sections of heaven. And you got to start at section 1 and go all the way up to top 10, and then you get to go through the gates. But I don't know. I never even heard that before. Have you?
No, not really. I've never heard that. I heard that all you got to do is turn your life over to Christ, okay? Ask him to forgive you of your sins, and you're there.
But that's what Pastor Reese said. That's too easy. He goes, because everybody would do that, and then everybody would get in. But you got to have tears because he said some people are gooder than others. Now, do you think that's true?
No. You could be a good person all your life, okay? Be a good person all your life, do good. Okay, for others, and not go to heaven because you haven't received Christ. You have to receive Christ in order to go to heaven. That's how you get eternal life. Okay, you got to believe. Okay, that Jesus Christ was sent down here for you. Okay, to save you of your sins, and that's all that's required.
Yeah.
Okay, to fall into the kingdom of God.
So let me ask you this thing. Because me and my wife, okay, my wife, she God-fearing, all that. She ain't never did nothing wrong in her whole living in the world of America. She's never done nothing wrong. But she ain't never accepted Christ. But me, if I do it, even though I cheated on her before, and I accept it and take him, then I get to go and she don't?
Right.
Wow. Huh.
You see, because God forgives everything, okay? He forgives you of your past transgressions, okay? Okay, so your slate is wiped clean, okay? You have no...
So what's the thing, then? So what the thing is to do, so if you do something bad, then you just got to say, hey, forgive me, and it's done?
Pretty much so, yeah. I mean, I've seen child molesters, okay?
No,
okay.
No, that's not good. No, they can't. No, they can't go.
How could
they do it? How could they do it?
I don't know how they can do it. Well, I've seen them in prison. Okay, give their life to Christ. Okay, okay. And
but don't you think the people in the prisons is the fake people though? They don't believe in that. They just fake it till they make it. Don't you think?
No, actually, I've seen a lot of prisoners convert to Christianity in prison, okay?
No. How could they do that? Because they told me God don't go to jail.
God's everywhere, okay? He's everywhere and he's ever present in your life, no matter where you are. You see, Peter, okay, was in prison, okay? Okay, and God opened the doors for him to be released. So God is there for everyone, okay, no matter what your past transgressions are, as long as you
really
believe in
so,
your
okay,
heart.
What if like my son, he was in the Iraq war, okay, in Argentina when they fought, you know, over in Argentina looking for Osama bin Laden, and he was in Argentina, and he killed 7 people.
Yep.
But it was for the world of America against Argentina.
Well,
see,
there's plenty of Christians, okay, that have gone into battle, okay, and had to kill someone, okay, and
so to get
okay,
into heaven, you got to kill somebody?
No. okay?
Oh.
Okay? You know, you don't have to kill somebody to go to heaven, okay? But, however, okay, people that have been in war situations and had to, okay, kill or be killed, okay, is a different situation.
So listen to this, though. See what they told us was if you're in war fighting for your country and you lose and get killed, then you go to hell because you lost.
No.
That's not true.
If the person is a believer in Christ, okay, he'll go to heaven.
Yeah. Now, do you think that people should be named Christian? Because Christian is Christianity, right? Isn't that harming that name?
Well, you know, to be a Christian, okay, is not an easy thing to do, okay?
If your name is Christian, are you automatically a Christian?
No.
Hmm. I tried to tell my wife that. She named our son Christian. I was like, ain't no Christian. Yeah, that seems, there's a lot of puzzling things, don't you think?
This world is filled with many puzzles.
Let me ask you this. If you thought the world was a puzzle, would it be like a 50-piece puzzle or one of them puzzles that have like thousands of pieces?
Probably ones that have thousands of pieces.
And then you always find them ones that don't fit.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay, You find that in life, period. People that fit, people that don't fit. Okay? And the ones that don't fit usually don't know Christ.
Now, okay, I got a cousin whose daughter only goes with women. And I told her that's not Christian.
Well, you know.
That's not right, is it?
Well,
or
you
is
know,
the
God,
but then another guy God, told me it's okay if women do it, but if men do it, then that's the bad part.
No. Okay? Whether you're a man or a woman, okay, if you lay down with the same sex, it is a sin. But that sin is forgivable in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Really? So there could be some gay people in heaven?
Yes.
What? I don't know about that, man. I don't know. Who told you that one?
Well, it's the Bible. The Bible speaks of it.
Now, see, I thought that was the number one thing that you could not do.
No, the number one thing is blaspheme in the name of the Lord. To blaspheme. Or to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Okay? That is the worst thing you can do. Okay? And if you do that, okay, you will not go into enter the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Now, you know, like, because white people always tell me, like, you know, I got a couple of white friends, and they tell me there's a white heaven and a black heaven. Is that true?
No. Okay, heaven's heaven. Okay, whether you're white or black, red, giant, yellow, okay, it don't matter. There's no such thing as color in heaven.
All right, it's Jay, your favorite listener. Ed's starting to get a little too polarizing here in some of his comments.
I'm just telling you what happened.
I know, but why has it always got to be a white-black thing, Ed? Come on.
Well, you're the white guy that told me. He was like, listen, Ed, you said, listen, Jay told me that black people go to a heaven that is not as good as the white heaven. Now, is that true? I told you. See, I told you, man. And that's all you do is tell me all this stuff. I'm going to go to the...
Heaven is heaven for all of us. And
that's not what you told me earlier.
This is where me and my buddy, we start to differ in opinions. And you know what?
Yeah, see, he gets
with
all
that,
over there talking about,
We don't talk up enough of his time, Ned. We really appreciate y'all. You're running a great show. Y'all keep it up. Praise Jesus. And we love you.
Well, thank you very much, Jay. God bless you, too.
Jay's not going.
All righty. 111, You're on the air.
Well, Lord have mercy. Let me ask you a question here. Why did you lie to that listener, the last caller here, when you told him there was no black heaven and no white heaven here?
Because there is no, there's only heaven.
No, sir. If we cannot segregate on the planet Earth, we will segregate at the heaven's gate. Yes. Lord have mercy.
No, you're wrong.
I say yes. Go make some coffee, Mary Lou.
Goodbye. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Osama, you said the other day Jesus is black. Right?
He's of color.
So all the disciples are black too.
They could be of color too, yes.
So Jesus and are you sure he is black?
Well, I'm not even saying he was black. I said he is of color, okay?
Ask the black woman if he is black. They say he is black.
Well, I can't say it for sure. Okay, all I know is what it says in Revelations, that his eyes of fire and hair of wool, okay? Hair like wool, okay? So, okay.
So he has, is he tan and has jufro? What are you saying?
I'm saying that his hair being of wool, okay? Like wool, okay?
Is he Semite? Or is he black?
I would say he's a person of color.
So Jesus and his apostles were black.
Yeah.
His apostles were a pack of...
Okay. 111, you're on air.
I'd like to request 2 tickets to the coffee class.
Okay, there's no coffee class.
Fuck.
Yeah. Sorry. 585, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tim calling. How you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Is Pastor Wanda there?
No, she left.
Oh, God damn. That sucks. What, did she get upset?
Huh?
Kenny, it's Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
All right. How you doing, Cover?
Well, I wanted to talk to Wanda. I had a few questions for her, but what did she get? Was she upset and left?
No, she decided to hang up for the night. Okay, she's going to be back on the air tomorrow night. To complete her study. And
Have you ever seen what Pastor Wanda looks like?
I've seen pictures of her. She's a very, very pretty black woman.
I don't know. I those are two words that do not go together, pretty and black, I can tell you that. But is she heavy? She sounds like she's heavy set.
Well, I believe she's a little chubby, okay? Okay, but that doesn't make it bad, okay?
No. By all means, you know, there's some, you know, heavy people that are very attractive, but, you know, Grover's got it right. You know, she just, I only ask because I've done some research on Pastor Wanda. And has she ever talked about her youth, about, you know, what she did in her youth?
No, not really.
Well, from the research I found out, Pastor Wanda was actually a stripper, and then she found God.
No, I don't believe so.
I'm telling you, Kenny, everything I've looked into on her, you know, because I like to do my research on people before I talk to them, you know, I'm pretty sure she was a stripper, even back when she was around 17 years old.
Well, if she was, bless her, okay?
Exactly. God bless her. So, well, Kenny, I hope you're having a great night, and God be with you. I love you, and we'll talk to you later.
Love you too, Gober Jeff. Have a blessed night.
You too.
One, you're on the air.
I can confirm Pastor Wanda was a tunnel bunny.
What is that?
She blew people for $60 under the tunnel bridge.
No, she did not. And God bless you, you're out of here. 111, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny.
Well, hello, DC2. It's a pleasure to hear your voice tonight.
How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I'm all right, man. Hey, listen, I've been hearing a lot about this coffee class for, like, the last year. Could you please just do the class so we don't have to hear about it anymore? Like, just, I don't know if you got some special coffee recipe or whatever it is, man, but can you just do it, please, so I don't have to hear about it anymore?
Here's my secret, okay?
All right, hold on. Let me, people, everybody, please get a pen. You must have a pen and paper. Please write this down because I don't ever want to hear about it again. Amen. All right, go ahead, Kenny.
For a great cup of coffee, okay? Use a brand like Folgers, Maxwell House, okay? All right? And get yourself a percolator, okay? Coffee pot.
Kenny. Marcus isn't listening, Kenny. You got to do it when Marcus is listening. Otherwise, he ain't going to hear it, man.
Okay. Well, tell him to call in.
I think Marcus has a job, Kenny. I mean, he can't call in during the work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's almost 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but I think he live on the West Coast, so it's not 10 o'clock there. And
no,
not everybody has a – Kenny, listen. Ain't it – everybody don't have a 9-to-5 job, Kenny. Some people work
for
hours.
I thought he was a lawyer.
Yeah, they work long hours, Kenny. Kenny, tell me – you're not – Kenny, you are not Esquire. It's not Kenny Fishman Esquire. You are not a lawyer, Kenny.
No, I'm not.
You don't know the hours, man. He worked long hours. So I apologize for asking you to do the coffee. I thought Marcus might be listening, but according to Grover, he is not listening, so I apologize for that.
Okay.
Also, I had a question for Wanda, but, of course, she is now not on the air. So that is wonderful. I'll have to save that till the next show. When is the next show? And also, Kenneth, can you please take calls while Wanda is on that, like doing her reading so we can ask questions? Because it's hard to remember sometimes because she keeps talking so much what your question was, because then you get another question and she just keep going and you don't ever get a chance to ask the question because by the time you get to the question, you already forgot it.
Okay, I can try to do that, try to take callers. See, the problem is when we go on break, the first break, we usually have no callers, okay?
Well,
so I can't take callers if there's no callers.
All
okay?
Right, well, I'm going to call in, Kenny, I'm going to call in then the next show, and I would ask all the listeners if they have questions of Wanda to also call in, therefore she can answer our questions, because I really believe, you know, a lot of the listeners have questions, but they don't call because Wanda just gets started and just is like a bull in a china shop, and she don't stop until she done. You know what I mean? So I would just ask all the listeners to call in on the next show when Wanda is on to ask her, like, because I know Jeff has questions. I know Jeff has questions, and I have a lot of questions as well. So anyway, Kenny, that's all I got, brother. Keep up the good work. Is there any other callers, or am I it for the night?
No, there's two more callers, okay?
Amen.
Okay, let me take
bring them on, brother.
God bless you, DC2, my brother.
You too,
three.
My man. Oh.
All right. 111, you're on the air.
Orale, what's happening, Holmes?
Hey, what's up, Beanie?
Yeah, this is Tough Guy Beanie, the pastor.
Yeah, Tough Guy Beanie.
Yeah, what's up, DC2?
Shalom, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, eh? You know, just here, you know, kicking back in the rain, watching the raindrops fall.
Oh.
Smoking a little blunt.
Amen, oh. Brother.
Amen. Amen. Hey, so Pastor Wanda was a prostitute?
No.
No? Oh. Or was she a stripper?
I, to tell you the truth, I really don't know. Okay? She doesn't talk about her past, early years.
Have you heard of that group called Strippers for Christ?
No.
Yeah, there's Strippers for Christ, ex-porn stars for Christ. Yeah, man. They even, you know at those expos when they have the pornos, you know? They even have a little section there, yeah, and they pass out Bibles.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, ex-porn stars for Christ. They're like these hot Christian women. But they don't do porn no more, but they're passing Bibles.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, because I remember, like, last year I went, and they were fine, you know, and I got to meet one of the porn stars there, and she was, you know, she was hot, you know, and she liked me, you know. So
well, that's
we went,
cool.
Yeah, we went around the corner. But yeah,
all right.
Kenny?
Any more callers? Callers, pick up.
Yeah,
callers.
We got two more callers here. 111, you're on the air.
Ken, you can't tell me that your secret to coffee is a percolator. Nobody used a percolator since 1962.
Oh, I hate to tell you this, but I have a percolator in my house. I
thought that was a song. Time for the percolator.
I thought that was a penetrator.
Penetrator is a sexual device.
Oh.
Speaking of which.
Oh. Y'all better knock it off, man.
I don't want to spoil the coffee class, but I was a little surprised to hear that Folgers is one of your coffees of choice.
Yeah, I like Folgers.
Yeah.
I also like Astoria coffee. Okay.
Don't blow the surprise. We gotta wait for Marcus.
What? Huh?
We gotta wait for Marcus. Don't blow it all right now. Don't shoot your wad yet. Save it.
Right.
Gross.
Okay.
That is gross. Here's the problem. Marcus, he was on earlier, but he started hearing that woman go on and on and on for an hour. He listened to her read the Bible one line at a time in a completely random order. We're going to the book of John. We're going to Psalms 26. We're going to Deuteronomy 8. We're going to Job 6. He just reads the entire Bible in a random order, one line at a time.
She's like the Energizer Bunny.
She got a crackhead cadence, Kenny. She just going crazy. She just read one line and then turn 30 pages and read another line, man. That's crackhead behavior, Kenny.
No. Okay? She's putting together a message in an order, okay? And the scriptures are not going to be all together in one place. Okay, to do her message. Okay?
Can I ask Johnny? Johnny, will you please make more noise? Please?
Sorry,
I would like more noise.
My nose. I had some snot.
Can you turn on the lawnmower?
Hold on. Just a second.
Need more colors.
Also, I would like you to vacuum, please. Can you vacuum, Johnny?
One.
I don't have it handy.
Oh.
Is this a Muslim? It's time for him to call in.
Ni hao, ma.
Ni hao, ma.
Hello. Oh, I am on the phone. Fiber from Pawn Star is very sticky.
Oh.
Sticky like white rice. Yeah. Is black woman there? I want to find out why black people fight Chinese people all the time. Always Biden. Why is it Biden?
I don't. That's the one that's no longer here.
Why are black people so angry? Why Biden? Why Biden?
I don't know. But Pastor One is not a violent person. She's a good-hearted
woman. She
likes
it. She likes it vaginally, though. She told us that today.
Amen.
It's strange that she told us that.
She started
out 18 babies.
She pumped out like 11 kids when she started when she was like 14 or something like that. So she was definitely putting in work.
Damn.
She put in work, Kenny.
She thinks that pregnancy is, or contraception is prayer.
Amen.
She's praying to stay baby free, and it failed.
Amen.
Where's that time?
I'm going to say good night, everybody. We got a couple
come on,
seconds.
Wait a minute,
questions.
Kenny, why are you on the show, Kenny?
Question, Mike Hunt,
Kenny,
don't
end the show, man. Kenny, you still got 20 minutes left. Wait a minute. Kenny,
no, I don't.
Here, so one,
got 20
one.
Seconds. Okay, one from Alabama. Okay.
Well, damn,
God
why
bless.
You took up all the show, Kenny? God damn.
If you listen to the show.
Man.
Okay. Well, the show is now over. All righty.
Kenny.
Yeah.
What in the hell? Why? You got to cut her off earlier, man. Because we don't get enough time, brother.
Oh, okay.
You got to cap it at an hour, man. She ran over like 15 extra minutes tonight to like 10:15.
Oh, okay. Try to keep it within an hour.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good amount. That's 60 minutes, man. That's a long time for her to just be reading the Bible, like, in random-ass order. That's all I'm saying,
okay.
Brother.
All righty.
Have a good night, Kenny.
Let's bring on another caller here. We got another 111 caller. 111, you're on here. Hello?
Hey, Ken. We got separated earlier. I was about to ask you a question, but I forgot what it was, Mel. I will say that I agree that you need to get her on or get her you need to, like, have built-in breaks. Like, give her 15 minutes and say, okay, we're going to take a break. And then we'll take some calls, and then she can go she can go wandering around the house or take a hit off the pipe or whatever she does.
That's a good idea, Kenny. 15 minutes and then calls, 15 minutes, then calls, 15 minutes, then calls. I think 60 minutes at one time is too much. Holy shit, Johnny's on an auction?
I'm at a car auction.
Man, it's a must be a. They must be selling a fucking truck or something. That sounds like a redneck reading that shit.
$700 for a car. That seems pretty affordable.
Kenny, can you
must
hear that,
young.
Kenny?
Yeah.
John is amazing, man. He can be so. He can, one minute he's mowing the lawn in the middle of the night, and next minute he's at an auction. It's a beautiful thing, baby. It's America. I love the world, baby.
All right, here's a new. Here's another one. It's got 149,000 miles. It's a Kia.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a fan of the Kia. I used to know, I had one of my old ladies used to drive a Kia. That thing was a piece of shit. And she was a hooker, so, you know, it didn't work out well.
600 for this one. Now it's 700. I don't need a Kia.
Kenny, would you bid on that?
Yeah, 800.
What year is it, Johnny?
What?
What year is it?
99. That's old.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Lexus. We got a Lexus up next.
Oh. DC2 needed a new car, brother.
Starting off at $2,000.
I think you should have a segment on your show when Johnny calls in from a random auction. I think that would be very entertaining.
The 4,000 now.
I remember one time he called from a bar mitzvah, and also in the other room they were doing a selling off a hog, not like gay boss hog, but just a hog, regular hog.
Well, good night, folks. Hey, God bless you. Okay. And tune in tomorrow night for another great episode of Woman of God, Daughters of a King. Amen.
Amen, Kenny.
Next 24 hours. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.